Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfuckers. Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA, I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. It's Sunday fun day. You tuned in live. We're all talking no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page. That's All Talk No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a hell of a show lined up for y'all. And we're going to find out some things today. You know what I'm saying? So we got y'all faded. But before I go any further, let me get the rest of this dynasty on the line. My girl Niecy, that dude, my dude, Rapstar 412. What's the word?
Yeah. What's up, everybody?
What's good,
Niecy? What's up, man?
I want to know what's listening. Ain't nothing good but you in that damn fur coat. That blue fur coat. Hell, you didn't think I seen that shit? I was like, okay, brother man, he better be glad he live out there in Pittsburgh. Because I was like, I might have to knock on the door.
I'm finna get it. You know, I posted it up like a few times so I wouldn't forget it. So it could be
well,
like just
I got it.
Them.
I got it. You already know shit. I got it. I'm an eye for all of that. I said, okay. My brother kind of sexy today. Oh, what the fuck going on? I ain't supposed to be looking at you like that. But I said, oh, Lord. I'm like, gotta look, get on the Greyhound. I'm on my way. tell mommy, I'm gonna be knocking on the side window.
I was feeling myself, man. Oh, I don't know what got in me, but I was.
It looked
really
nice.
You know what?
Thank you. I'll have most of your pictures be dope, dog. You know what I'm saying? You're a photogenic gentleman. You know what I'm saying? You be serving the tour. That's what you're supposed to do. You know? That's how I go down.
Yeah, you know, I try to do stuff. It'd be funny as hell because I just be getting, when I be in the mood, you know, I'd be like, yo, I got the
Well,
new,
that wasn't
I knew
funny.
I got
you looked really
whip.
Nice. I appreciated the eye candy for that day. I said, all right, I can shut the Facebook down now.
Licking like a lollipop.
Let me stop for you have to fight when you get the fuck off the line. She's going to be like, I knew you shouldn't have been on that show with that porn star.
Oh, you heard me. Oh, my goodness.
And I don't give a damn, no.
You know what? It was funny. It's funny because I was talking to my granddad, and he always asked me questions. Like, he always asked me questions about the show and everything like that. And he was like, you know what? One of these days, I'm going to call in. And he was like, you know what the first objective is, right? Now I'm thinking because I told him about the show and Niecy, my granddad, kind of have a crush on you a little bit. So he was like, I look the first.
I take
him like, so,
listen, blind, crippled, deaf, shit, whatever.
Oh, gee.
He said,
bald head, blind, short, skinny, tall, fat, what the fuck?
He told me, I was like, so what's your first objective? I said, you probably won't call just for Niecy. He said, no, I'll save Niecy for the second part. I just want to embarrass you first, then I'll get back to Niecy.
he wouldn't be right if he didn't call in to embarrass you. You know what I'm saying? You know that's
right.
I know I live for shit like that with my kids. I live for shit like that. Because I like to see him go, Mom. I like to see him go, Mom. they take the first chance they could get to embarrass me, shit. Or to say laugh at something stupid I do, because I've been doing all type of crazy, weird shit.
Really. Hey, we get down to the nitty gritty, though. Hey, let's get these announcements out the way so we can come back to that, where they do that at. Right fast,
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Hey. And if you're just not tuning in, you on live with All Talk No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up 646-595-4038. If you hear something, you want to say something, press the 1. But 412, tell them what it do.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to hit you up with something serious first. I got something that will balance it. This story is absolutely crazy. But in Henderson, Nevada, a 53-year-old man by the name of Wendell Melton was involved in a murder on November 2nd. Melton hated the fact that his son Giovanni, was a homosexual. Apparently, the father had caught his 14-year-old son with his boyfriend, and I guess that's where it started from that. Before Wendell, they had an argument and something like that, and this is before anything serious happened. What they was arguing, and the father pulled out a gun and killed his 14-year-old son. Now, they're getting different statements from people who was close to his son Giovanni, like his foster mom and everything, and it was breaking it down, saying that the fact that his father hated the fact that he was gay, and, you know, that's actually where the argument started from, was from there. He'd been laid to rest, and the father, he's actually in holding in Henderson Detention Center. His bail is at $800,000. Where do they do that at? The fact that you have to kill your offspring just because of a choice or a decision that they make in their lifestyle. I really couldn't see that happening. I think that's a very, very fucked up thing to actually be a part of. You know, if something was to happen later down the line and I have kids and they end up turning, you know, gay, that has nothing to do, whatever their lifestyle has nothing to do with the love and bond that I would have for my kids, you know. Even though I won't agree with the lifestyle, you know, I cannot sit and condemn their lifestyle to the point where I actually hate them and want to see them take them out. That's fucked up. Nisi, I know you have a daughter that is gay. You know, like, what is the mentality of somebody who want to go to the extremes of taking their own child's life just because of a lifestyle change or a lifestyle that they choose to live? That's fucked up. Like, what do you think on that?
Yeah, that is fucked up. Me, myself, I mean, I was confused. You know, I feel like I knew early on just from some of the things that she did. You know, but I can't see myself killing, you know what I'm saying, not just my kid, but any kid just because they choose, you know, to be their sexuality. I just don't see that happening. I don't agree with that. And he need to be, you know, fuck locked up. They need to do something about him himself. You know what I'm saying? You're going to kill your baby because he choose to do this? I mean, it's still your child at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You can't change them. If they, some people, they say, are born this way. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because, we know, I feel like I'm straight, but I'm gay for pay, like gay for shoots. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I've had gay relationships. I've tried a gay relationship, and I guess I'm a little bit in somewhat of one, but I ain't seen my boo yet, Miss STL. But I haven't really seen her like that.
Hey.
Yeah. But real talk, I would never want to, you know what I'm saying? I can't see me harming or hurting my kid, you know, because that couldn't have been the first inkling of just running up on it and seeing it. You know what I'm saying? He has to know that this boy, you know, liked the same sex. It's not nothing new, you know, but you killing your child, you know what I'm saying? You yourself, you don't deserve, you know what I mean, to be here or have your freedom. You know, I just can't. I don't agree with anything like that. I'm really against
it. I heard certain. Go ahead, STL.
No, I'm just saying, when it comes to things like that, I'm going to say this. You do have, there's so many places I want to go with it, because there's so many levels to it. Like, there are people who have their experimental moments. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you got the people who they ain't never did it a day in their life, and then they get to college, and then it's a late night, and then them and their friends are out partying, and you have your social, I call them social lesbians, the ones that go to the club, and they dance on each other, and they kiss on each other in the club, but they would never actually go there. And then you got the lesbians who are gay until it's time to eat some pussy. And then they don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's so many.
What's that called? A pillow hugger? What's that? What is it called? A pillow hugger? A pillow something. Somebody brought that up to me once.
I forget the verbiage. But there's so many levels to it. First of all, you can never take somebody's life for who they choose to lay with, because that's their fucking business. Even if that's your kids and you don't agree, you don't have to agree with what your kids do, because either way it goes, once they're from under your thumb, they're going to live their life regardless.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're gonna do their thing regardless of whatever. So my thing is, mm-hmm. I think any parent that
separate yourself from
like
it
that,
if you can't handle it. You can't handle
exactly.
it. You need to separate yourself from it and let them live their life. Trust me, that's how I am. You know what I'm saying? Separate, pull yourself away. You don't want to see it. You don't want no part of it. And that's not just with your kid, but that's with anybody. When you don't want to be around
facts.
That type of situation, you need to step off.
Exit,
you know, you can't
stay
change
left.
It.
Because mm-hmm. there's nothing you can do. You can have that.
And you
over
said
her.
This was in their home? This was in their home, you said? He was
yeah,
living with
was,
with the father.
Yeah,
so he probably was
yeah,
underage. But
right, yeah, yeah. He was
still,
the boy was 14. You know, but
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at like STL. So there's many different ways that you can look at this. Like
mm-hmm.
I was like, take the gayness, you know, the homosexual part out of it. And as a parent, you know, how many times have I heard, you know, parents be like, you know, even to like, you know, kids who are heterosexual, and they'd be like, if I find a boy in your house, I'm gonna kill you. If I find a, you know, girl in the house, I'm gonna kill you. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
actually certain
mm-hmm.
certain situations where that had happened, where there was like a girl who got caught with a boy in the house, and the parents went berserk and killed everybody in the house and everything, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm like, mm-hmm. I was like, is it the fact that he was, you know, because it didn't say that they was caught in the act of having sex. They just said that he caught him with his boyfriend. You know, so
well,
of course I would say
mm-hmm.
that, you know, him being gay kind of fueled it, but at the same time, you know,
mm-hmm.
When you have a child, especially mm-hmm. 14, you know, you're going to be leery about who they dating and who they being around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
to be
know,
100, with this set of millennials that we have, not I'm seriously, to be gay or, you know, the transy world or whatever, it's almost like, You're like lame if that's not you. It's trendy. At this point where we are, like back in the day, it was so cliche. It was, oh my God, I could never deal with that. And they, you know, you swept it under the rug. Not anymore. Like now, kids, they're doing it. They're putting it out there. They're exploring their sexuality at younger ages. You know, hence why people shouldn't be telling these motherfucking kids, it don't matter if you have a dick or a vagina, a penis
mm-hmm.
or a vagina, you can be, you know, whatever sex you want to be, because that confuses a young mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like there are certain seeds that you should not plant, because
mm-hmm.
you just do. And like I said, that's a trendy thing right now. That's the reason why I'm not a Nicki Minaj
line.
Fan.
Yeah.
Because...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when she came out, she monopolized a particular genre of people by saying that
mm-hmm.
she was a gay female. I remember when she came to St.
Mm-hmm.
Louis, and there was a DJ who, you know, she was here, and the DJ asked her to sign his chest, and she was like, "No, I don't do men." But it's like you get out here. Into, you know, you finally find your stardom, then all of a sudden, I ain't never seen you with a bitch. I ain't no media person, TMZ, none of these people ever sit rolled up and seen you. We don't even seen Queen Latifah walking down the sidewalk holding a bitch hand. You know what I'm saying?
We knew she was gay though. Come on, now everybody seen that video when she was stood on the steps. When she was on the steps, you ain't seen that video when she was on the steps with the little do rag or whatever, and she was talking about how she used to mess with what's her name that just got out of jail?
Who?
That's married to Papoose. What's her name?
Not Remy.
Remy Ma.
Remy, you didn't ever see that video?
No, that wasn't Queen Latifah. That was Nicki Minaj.
No, that's what I'm talking about, Nicki.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, Nicki, we knew she was already, you know what I'm saying? She was already, you know, indulging. But shit,
mm-hmm.
she knows she can't have no real, she can't do the birth thing with a woman. I mean, they can adopt. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but
I ain't
now
talking
she
about
wanted,
all
she
that.
See
I'm
everybody
about...
else shit going on. She not showing it though now. She just switched up. I understand what you're saying. She done switched up and now she's no longer talking about her eating pussy.
I'd pay to see her do it. I don't fucking believe it.
I bet you would.
Shit, the fuck. But I'm saying though, anyway.
It's not, but
now,
like I said,
lighten,
I just want to say that it's not a choice for everybody. So just understand, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, if you have a child, you know what I'm saying, that's claiming that, sit down, be open with them, talk, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
talk to them. Don't turn your back on them because they're going to be whatever. So don't forsake your relationship
mm-hmm.
with your kid because
push them, though.
They don't. Yeah,
right.
If the more you say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, the more they do it.
The more they gonna do it.
You know
it.
What I'm
right.
saying?
The
you can't
run out
yeah.
and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to
mm-hmm.
it, bro, to get to the next thing real quick, just real quick, this is gonna, you know, this is actually kind of, it's funny, but, you know, it just goes to show how people will go to the extreme to accomplish anything. In Trinity County, Texas, a man by the name of Heath Borges, I think that's his name, robbed a bank and got roughly large amount of unspecific amount of money from the bank. And the reason why he robbed the bank was because he didn't have enough money for his wedding and the wedding ring that he was about to get engaged to his wife in a few days. The next day or the next couple days, he didn't have enough money for the wedding ring that he wanted. So he went out and he robbed a bank so he can get the money for the wedding
okay.
ring. Now, the police station in that area had the surveillance tapes all around the store, and they posted videos of him on Facebook. And his fiance seen the pictures of him on Facebook and made him turn himself in. All he said was, "I just wanted enough money so I can pay for my engagement ring and everything like that." And now he's brought up on charges with aggravated robbery. My mom, you better hold on to that, man. Hold on to him. He just robbed the bank. That's
he
some Bonnie and Clyde shit right there. That's some Bonnie mm-hmm. and Clyde shit right there. That's
shit, that's
dope.
Just Clyde, not Bonnie.
That was just Clyde.
The nigga about to do anything he can to keep his bitch. He wanted to make sure she was happy. He wanted to get her the big ring. Now,
uh-huh.
she ain't gonna date. I took the ring off her finger. She ain't got
back.
The money, the ring, or the man. The fuck?
Oh.
Where they do that at?
Dummy.
Yeah.
I mean,
she must be a upscale type of bitch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she not. I understand him wanting to get. You know, you want a real nice ring, but some people just can't afford that. A $50 ring is fine. You know what I'm saying? It's not the size or whatever, how much, you know what I mean, it costs. It's not the
look,
thought. I
if a motherfucker
love
you
know,
for real,
he robbing banks and shit.
If a motherfucker
get
love
a brand
you for real, where a motherfucking ring pop? You heard me? Because I'm telling you.
A brand, a twist tie. What you say? Get the loaf of
bread
and get
bread.
The twist tie.
You hear me? Get you some toasted bread. Get you some bunny bread. Get you some good shit so it lasts. You know what I'm saying?
Because okay.
if you shit, that's hard to find. But now, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't do nothing like that and go, you know, go to jail or something like that for, you know,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I mean, it's just not, it's not worth it. You know, and if a motherfucker really understand and they really love you, they'll wait until you, because you'll
yeah.
get there. And if you run,
that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You saying that because now is she gonna wait? Is she gonna wait? Because if he get hit with, if he done had a pass, you know what I'm saying? He get hit with any time, nigga. You could be doing 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Is she still gonna wait
mm-hmm.
around? Because she ain't gonna have. They definitely took that ring.
You
know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Gone.
Come on now, you ain't got nothing now. She'll have to go buy her own ring still to try to marry him in prison.
He's a triple loss. He lost the ring, his freedom, and fuck around lose his gal. I mean, that's the boy. He took three L's in a row. What? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's crazy. Love is, you know, you have love within your means. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
and doing things like that, that's not worth it because in the end. You don't feel sick as hell when that motherfucker get locked up and you sitting there, you know, they ain't even writing you, but you done did this for this motherfucker. They ain't even writing you. They ain't putting nothing
mm-hmm.
in your book.
Got a whole
another piece.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And don't move the fuck on. You like, damn, bitch, I only been in
mm-hmm.
this not even 90 days. What the fuck? I can't. Damn,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't give me the 6-month mark? No, nothing. So, you know, I mean, just you, that's crazy. I hope that that work out for
him. He did not use any sense of common sense. He didn't use not a
I
bit
like
of common
that.
Sense.
Yeah, he didn't think
I
that through.
That.
He didn't think it through.
Any
didn't
use any sense of
common
sense. Damn fool.
I'm using that.
Damn fool.
Just so you know.
Any didn't use any sense, have it. Any sense of common sense. You know I share with you, babe.
That's what's up, Pookie. Mm-hmm. We finna get off into that. All right. Okay. Back on the shit.
We finna get off into a real quick smoke break. Smoke them if you got them. It's 420 somewhere, baby. Let's get that rap star 412. Holla. Let's go.
Yeah.
My name is Raph. Hey, if you just now getting with us, you on We'll All Talk No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio. That was our very own Raph Star 412 with his hit Holla. Hey, we got something coming for y'all in 2020. I hope y'all ready.
But
we're going to slide into the hot seat. Okay. T.I. Tip. Okay. So recently, Mr. Tip, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Million and One Kids. So he has his youngest daughter. Well, not his youngest daughter, but his one daughter who is 18. She is 18 years old. So recently, he did an interview on a podcast, and he told the ladies of the podcast that he takes his 18 year old grown adult daughter to go to
the gynecologist to check to see if she still has her hymen. So basically he takes her himself. They have a standing appointment every year for her to get tested to see if she's, for those of you who don't know what the hymen is, here's your sex ed lesson for today. It's a thin veil of skin that protects, and you know what I'm saying, when you bust it, see, you know, I don't even want to get into that because I'm about to get around to you. But anyway, he takes her to the gynecologist even at the age of 18, so she's grown. So it was crazy because the internet went crazy about this. They're like, oh my gosh, she's a grown woman. That's sexual abuse and yada yada yada. So I need your opinion. Okay, let me go, Niecy. 18.
Yeah.
He has a standing appointment to take his kid, this not even all of his daughters. This particular daughter, is that odd? I mean, what's up with that? 18, she grown. So what's
yeah,
what's
they think
I mean,
she should be going in there. She should. I could see him taking her, but he probably done intimidated the damn doctor, all of that. You can imagine. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a very close relationship with my gynecologist. And, yes, my girls go to my gynecologist. I don't even play all that because I'm the same way, like, but not threatening them or whatever. They're going to do what they want to do at that type of age. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you can't really stop
it all.
I'm not
talking about you taking your kids to the – that's one thing to take them. He go in the room
See,
with
that's
her.
Not acceptable, especially him being a man. Especially
Thanks.
Him being
oh,
a man,
yeah.
That's definitely not acceptable. And at 18 years old, the doctor usually
woman.
Says, is it okay? You know what I'm saying? The doctor still asks me, is it okay? My girls still say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? He's a man. You should not be going in there. You know what I mean? You should not. I don't know. That's foul. And that is a form of abuse, but she is 18 years old. You know what I mean? So she does have that choice to say no. She has that choice to say no. She's just scared to say no.
Yeah, what I think it is that, you know, she knows that if she turns this down, she loses her privileges. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I ain't paying for your phone, the house. You know what I'm saying? None of that. Your schooling. You know, none of that. You know, so it's
he's gonna feel she got something to hide. He's going to feel
she
has something to hide because of,
and if, I'm going to tell you something. If your kids, in this day and age, if your kids make it to 18 years old and don't have no babies, and they went to school, like maybe even got with the, you fucking winning.
College.
If you make it to, if your kids make it to 18, if you can get your kid to 18 with no babies and maybe get a GED or walking across the stage and actually get a diploma in this day and age, you are winning. But I think it's totally fucking inappropriate. But what they're doing is, the crazy part is they didn't just lash out at T.I., they were mad at the host. The two women, because I guess they didn't put up enough fight in regards to the in what they said to him and their rebuttal. But this is my thing, y'all have to understand, motherfuckers are not always advocates for every fucking thing. Just because you're a female doesn't necessarily mean that you are supposed to jump down T.I. throat. You can give your opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
They're like assholes.
Mm-hmm.
We all have one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't – they are really scrutinizing these women because they didn't go in on T.I. That's a grown-ass man. He know what the fuck he doing. And you saying something to him is not going to change how he move. He going to do this shit next year and probably do it up to damn near 21. I'm hoping it stops after this podcast.
Mm.
But it is what it is. Rap Star, if you had a baby girl – at what age do you stop doing things of that nature, or what's your cutoff, in your opinion, for something like that?
Well, I wouldn't have to do half the stuff, all of that he's doing, because I would have a wife that would be there in that type of situation, because I am a man, you know. I do know a lot about the female body. I took anatomy classes when I was in college and in high school. So, I mean, to break it down in layman's terms, you know, I could be the person to go to, but it actually, as far as actually doing the nitty gritty stuff and the intimate stuff, I would feel a little uncomfortable even being put in that situation. I think that's kind of weird, especially being that she's 18. She's a, that's a porno scene now. that's something that you would see on some of the family taboo sites on X Hamster or something like that. Like that's, you know, that's a scene, baby.
That's going to a whole nother level. He has no business in the room with that child.
Yeah, he has no business. And then, you know what? The funny thing is, there's a lot of things that I heard, because me and a couple of guys was talking about this at work, and then I also seen some females on the Facebook giving out their opinion. They was talking about a lot of men don't know the woman's body as like they think they know. So if they're saying that, you know, he's trying to see if the hymen has popped to see if she's a virgin, a woman can pop her hymen in many different ways and it don't have to be
sex.
I heard of a,
story
about a woman.
Bike.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Like, yeah, you could fall off your bike and a woman, little girl could fall off her bike and break her hymen, you know, by hitting the crotch area, you know. So if her hymen was not intact, you going to accuse her of having sex? Meanwhile, that's not even what happened. I just don't understand why. It's, like, I understand why you would be mentally involved, but to be physically involved like that, that's a little creepy. And the fact that even if that's what you're doing, why would you present that to the public? Like, what business is that of ours?
You have to go. But you have to take a moment and see the interview, because he, when I say he's proud, he is a proud, he said, we go. You know, he could be a very smug individual. So he got that smug look, you know, that air, you know, like, we have a standing appointment every year. We go. Y'all was like, oh, wow, he's really, really, really proud of the fact that you're keeping track of your daughter's hymen. But my thing, you know what I'm curious about? Why hasn't Tiny stepped in on it? I'm curious about
that. She's the light-skinned one, the one with that's from a prior relationship, right?
Who?
Yeah, Tiny. Tiny, yeah.
That's
his wife.
Little girl's not Tiny. Yeah, but the mother, that's not that
the
little
mother,
girl's mother.
It doesn't matter. They are a unit.
Yeah, they're married, but her mother should be stepping in as well.
Even if the mama don't step in, I feel like Tiny need to step in like, Tip, what are you doing? Like, this girl is 18. Like, you know what? If you're that concerned about it, I'll go with her. Let me go to the appointment, and I will fill you in. That's my opinion. I feel like she need to step
up. She may not step in because it is not her child. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, even though she should ask that, you know what I'm saying? How we think, you know what I mean? We think one way, but she stepped in when it's her children. If you think about it, she steps in and always take over when she don't agree with something, when it's her children, her biological, you know what I'm saying? Even her son. But she doesn't, obviously, she steps in. I've never really seen her step up when it's, you know what I'm saying, it comes to protecting, when it, you know, disagreeing with something that he says about that little girl. You always see it because little girl, even in a show, she's really timid, you know, standoffish. She's not as open, you know, as the rest of the children. So I don't know, but I see her go off and raise hell when it's something she don't agree about her, you know, the children that she birthed. I ain't never really seen her do that with that little girl.
I just think, as being his wife,
I feel like she should stand up too, you know, but we've never really heard about her mom. You know, I don't know. It's crazy.
Like I said,
some freaky shit, weird shit. It's weirdo shit.
That's,
you know,
weird as hell.
He don't have no business. He doesn't have any business in there at all.
You don't just take her. You can get the report from if you.
He
can
take her and sit his ass in
the
waiting room. He should be in the waiting room.
There you go.
He has no business.
That's I ain't going to say for, in my opinion.
He in there like he her man. He in there like he
there
her
you
man.
Go. Just what you said.
That shit not
said.
Cool.
So that's crazy as hell. But, man, I don't, I can't wait to, it was so, they were flaming him. They were flaming the women of the podcast, which I really don't, like I said, I don't really see any fault with them because, hey, I mean, fuck it. What are you going to do? I mean, they said that they thought it was a little bit, you know, like, okay. But, you know, you can't get mad at people when they don't jump down somebody else's, you know, throat about something. So, you know, but T.I., hey, Tip, bruh, that's gross, dog. Stay the fuck out of their room. Tiny, shut the fuck up and get your stepdaughter and take her
just
every
imagine.
Year to see if the hymen is intact or not. Cause that's nasty. That's nasty. That's why I'm gonna leave it at that. But yeah, no, I'm serious, dog. I was thinking about that shit. They was making such a fuss about it. I was like, dog, I don't know. It disgusts me. It makes me look at him. You know, you hear something, and it's always something about with celebrities. You hear something about him, it just make you look at him with the side eye.
To me, it's
the
thought,
like,
how he knows. Is he standing down there while the doctor, you know, got her opened up and, you know what I mean, looking all up in there like it's some freaky shit going on. You know, that's a little creepy.
I mean,
now we know Tip is a creep.
You're not a fucking quarterback. You ain't waiting for them to hike the ball back to you. He ain't got no damn reason being down there trying to see what's going on between
looking in her
past,
exactly.
You heard me. What the fuck?
Nasty. He just nasty. He's a creep. Sounded like a
yeah,
pedophile or some type of shit to me. That shit sound a little freaky. Freaky deaky going on. Okay.
Yeah, that's a little crazy. He need to keep from between his his daughter's thighs. That's crazy. Anyway, what we're gonna do is we're gonna get off into a quick break, and we will come back and get into those honey dip thoughts because everybody wanna know what honey dip is thinking, and honey dip got some news that she needs to share with everybody, and we wanna hear about it. So, you know, we're going to do this, and then we'll be right back. Let me see. Let's go with, let's get that Lone Star J. I ain't heard that in a minute. This is my shit. Lone Star J, they mad, because I'm mad about him going to this motherfucking gynecology appointment. I'm mad.
They mad, but these bitches love it. I'm like, fuck it. They mad. They mad, but these bitches never done like fuck it.
Yeah, that was that Lone Star J. They mad. You hear live with All Talk No Filter, Dollhouse Radio. And it's time for those Honey Dip thoughts. Honey Dip, tell us about this biopic. Tell us what's up.
Okay, well, it was the biopic. Let's start off. Before we took our little hiatus, our little break, I went to Exotica, and as everyone was able to see on all my social media, because we know I'm the promotion queen, can't nobody promote better than me. I did share a lot of the videos. Everything went off okay, despite some of the issues, you know, before leaving. But I made it there, and thank you for all the fans that did come around and come and see me and, you know, take pictures and autographs, so on and so forth. Okay, so I am going to be in a movie called Rate the Movie. It's a documentary and slash movie, and it is exactly what it is called, because people are asking me in the inboxes and the DMs. I don't really respond to those DMs and all that. If you're not talking about business, I don't get into that. So that's why you're not getting any responses from me. There's an email on everything that belongs to me, and I do have a manager. Okay, so Rape the Movie is about exactly that. You know, sex trafficking, sexual assault, molestation, being raped. And as I have spoken on plenty of occasions, and we've talked about different subjects and different things that have happened to me in the past, because we know I'm a very open-minded type of person, and I say what I feel. And at this point, and given time, and at my age, I'm not ashamed, because I know none of the things I didn't cause those things. I was a child when things started happening to me. You know, the life that I chose to live now, I chose that. You know, no one made me do it. I've done everything because I wanted to. But being molested, those are not that my choices was taken away from me. So from that point, being raped as I started getting older at 21, you know, and then again at a little bit older, I've been through it, so I feel as though I am one of the best people to speak upon it, you know what I mean? And I was just informed that a lot of it will be the documentary part, at least a lot of the documentary part will be about me, you know what I'm saying? And they have a lot of people that are actually acting, I guess the movie part. I'm not sure. I don't think that I'm in the movie part. And I think from what they told me, that's at the end of it. But the documentary, they're coming into my home. They're going to come to some of the locations. They're going to follow me, follow my life. They're coming. And yes, for those who are saying, you know, that are contacting my manager, yes, because he did let me know that he's being contacted by numerous amount of people. Have I found God? Just because, yes, I do post about, I got people saying, have I found God? Because I'm taking other avenues and choosing other things. Real G's move in silence. And doing movies and stuff, it was not something that you guys didn't know. I have been saying this on all lives, on everything, that I wanted to get into acting. I mean, I feel like this. Just because I do porn, I act before I do it. Most of the time, I don't act in the, you know, in the sex part. The dick be hurting. It be real. But, you know what I'm saying? I do act, you know what I'm saying, at the beginning. You know, so that is where I'm trying to go. I already was telling you guys that I was doing the book. That is already still going on. It's going on now. I'm in the process of that right now, you know. And, yes, I will be speaking at a church. It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm a porn star. I am a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? So to say, oh, she found God, why? Because I want to be in a movie? Because I want to express what I've been through? That's my right, because this is my body. And I've been through a lot. And I have a lot to share and to help another. And little do some of you gentlemen that producers, photographers, and all that that's contacting Ralph, my manager,
and questioning him about what I got going on. Now, y'all already know how me and him are. You know he's going to tell me everything. I'm not going to say no names or whatever, but you understand that I'm putting you on front right now, and I'm letting you know. If you have an issue with whatever I'm doing, that's your problem. Because, yes, I'm coming clean. A lot of you don't realize how many girls in the adult industry have been molested and raped. But I do. You know why? Because every time I come to a convention, one or two of these girls have a breakdown. And guess who is the one to talk them down? A lot of them from hurting themselves or hurting another. Me. I'm the one that he calls me for when one of these girls is going through something. A lot of girls confide in me. And if I hadn't been through it, I wouldn't know how to help them. So I feel like I'm one of the best people to stand up and speak up, because I feel as I dealt with some of my issues, and it needs to be told. Now, if you were the one, I'm just going to say, if you had something to do with the molestation or a rape or whatever, and I know about it, you never know what I might say. I'm going to keep it, I'm just going to put it out there, take it how you want to take it. But I'm not going, it's no holds barred. I'm going to say what I feel and what I know. And that's even down to what I've been through. The person who molested me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it real. I don't sugarcoat shit. I've been on this show for long enough, but those who follow me through Honey Dip TV, Honey's After Hours Spot, you know what I'm saying? I don't hold nothing back. And if you know me personally, you already know it's gonna be real. I am grateful for this opportunity, and I really like the people so far that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm going to be doing this with or for, or however you want to say it, you know, the producer and, you know, everybody. I really like the people. They're straight up, you know, and Ralph is okay with what I'm doing. So it is what it is. I'm a grown-ass woman at the end of the day. And this, I feel, is going to help a lot of women and men, because men get raped too. Boys get molested too.
Facts.
You know, our children are missing. People are abducting our children.
Mm-hmm.
They're abducting the women. And our children are boys and girls, regardless of what their sexuality is. They are straight up kidnapping them. They are getting in Ubers and they are getting kidnapped. They're getting snatched right off the street. Children are getting snatched at the bus stops. I feel that I am someone who could speak, you know what I'm saying, upon these things. So at the end of the day, I am very appreciative for this opportunity. Just know.
So we looking, are we looking at sometime maybe 2020 or so, or after?
From what I was told, it would be sometime. From what I was told, it would be released sometime in 2020. And it, from what I saw today, it's on all platforms. Netflix, let me go here, because I actually saved it into my phone. I didn't even know. He did tell me that it was, that he had distribution, but I didn't realize it was this much distribution. Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go, Amazon, Redbox, and I don't know how you say it, Vudu, V-O-V-U, I don't know, whatever. You know, so at the end of the day, I am very appreciative to have this opportunity, and that someone sees something more, that I have more to, you know what I'm saying, to share. I'm excited
other
about
than,
it.
Other than the sexual aspect of it.
Yes, well,
that,
there will be a sex scene in there, you know what I'm saying, with me. You know, yes, I'm buzz it open on it too.
So then on that, it's like a consensual sex scene, or is this part of the title?
This is consensual because it starts, you have to understand, I was molested as a child, and it's going to take place on all the different aspects, showing my real life at home with my family, showing that I can be human. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what I've been through, you know what I'm saying? I was innocent. I was a child, but I lived through it. I went through it. I got through it. I was raped after that. They went to court. Charges was pressed on the person, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, I can't tell everything on here, but it's going to show, you know what I mean, from where I was as a child through the steps and the things that I went through, you know, and how I coped with it.
Right.
You know, and then, of course, I mean, me choosing to do porn, I feel like I'm good at it. I had to be taught, and I've said this before. I had to be taught how to suck a dick. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker was fucking me every night. You know what I'm saying? And during my molestation, my sister's father was molesting me every night. So I had to be taught to do those things. I became good at it. I became manipulative at it in the streets, on the streets, you know what I'm saying? And I used what I knew when I got in the industry. You know, so it is what it
is.
I
think it's a game,
and
it's, y'all.
This is
you can't
true.
Be taught to do
this
these
is
things,
true life. You never know. I just chose, and once again, nobody made me do porn. I ain't had no pimp. I ain't had none of that shit. I used what I knew. You know, and it is what it is. But it's my reality and it's my story. There will be other women involved also probably telling their story from what I understand, you know, but I can't speak for them. But what I can speak for is me. You know, I can speak for the women. You know, I've heard different things, different stories. I've heard a lot of girls in the industry story, you know, so I have a lot to share. You know, and sometimes when these girls have these breakdowns, like I said, I've been there. And I've been the one to talk them girls down. Some of them just need a hug. And I always whisper in their ear because the things that they say are the things that I said or the things that I've had to go through alone. You know what I'm saying? And I do know specifically one, this past Exotica in New Jersey, who had a breakdown. You know, and I felt it. I felt her pain. You know, and I just wanted to just hug her. After I, you know, calmed her down and had to snatch her back a few times, I hugged that child, you know, because to me she's a child. She's extremely young, you know what I'm saying? And I hugged her, you know, and I asked her about what happened to her, you know, and it was just a whisper, and she whispered back to me. And I knew what I felt from her energy and the things she was saying. She will never speak about what went on with her in her past. But she spoke to me. And I wouldn't have been able to know what she had been through if it wasn't the little things that she was screaming and yelling. You know what I mean? And I knew she had been molested at that point. It was more than just one thing. You know what I'm saying? It was a number of sexual things and people. And after you've been molested, trust is a really hard thing for us. You've been molested and raped. Trust is so hard, and then throughout your life you carry those things, and we know our trust is damn near nobody, so you know what I'm saying, but I still am able to go on with my life. But who's better to speak about it than someone who's been through it? And there's, you know, there's another, actually there will be another porn star involved in it. Well, she's retired. She's not in the industry anymore. She's doing bigger and better things, but she is also involved. There's, I guess, a scene or two, a couple scenes with a beautiful, pretty little girl. She's a young girl, you know,
her name or no? Is it confidential right now?
I have to pull it back. No, it's up. It was up. On social media, I have to pull it back up if we have enough time. Because I just had deleted everything because they change photos. So, 1 second, let me pull it up. There is, well, she's on Instagram. One is on there as Pure. What is this? Pure. I don't know. I'm going to spell it PureVelez Project. Then there's another person, NALIYAH 34.
And Jasmine Cashmere is actually the retired porn star who is doing bigger and better things. They're all on Instagram. And he is actually looking for more actresses and actors. And you can contact the producer at ratethemovie@gmail.com. He is casting now.
Okay.
And this is sponsored by National Sexual Assault Line, 1-800-656-4673.
Y'all heard it here first, baby.
And you can go to his Instagram. You can go to his Instagram page. Let me get it out. He has 716X, well, the visual director is 716 Exposed or Kingdom Crump 1. His Facebook is Kingdom Crump with K's. That Crump is with the K, K-R-U-M-P, Kingdom Crump. And like I said, he is looking for talent, you know, casting right now. So if you're interested, you have some type of acting experience, or you have a story to tell, contact him. But no, you need to be ready to be open. You know, a lot of people, it's hard to be. But if you're going to tell your story, be ready to tell your story. Don't come with no bullshit, because he's not new to this. You know what I'm saying? He's done a lot. He has a lot of experience in what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? In shooting movies, shooting music videos. If you go and you check out everything about him, you will see that he has quite a bit of experience.
And be ready, y'all, because it's come. There go yo. You got all the connects right there. And we waiting on Honey Dip, man. We want to see this. We excited. So
along
Honey Dip, tell them
how to
review.
You guys know that book is about to drop, you know, 2020. Yes, it is. And I will be doing appearances, and there's already one already on the table, and that is actually at a church. Yeah, why they saying, did I find God, like I'm the devil?
You have got to get footage of that. You have to. I want to see that, because I see the things you post about the preachers and stuff. Well, anyway, but tell them how to get at you, man, so we can get on up off this count.
I am at Niecy Honey Dip on everything. Anything you see my name, no underscores. Anything with underscores are not me. I've been trying to get those pages shut down with anything with like underscore Niecy Honey. It's not me. Those are fake pages. Don't send no money to them. Don't send no nothing to them. You know, try report them. That's what you could do. Anything with Niecy Honey Dip on it, Niecy Honey Dip XXX, yes, on Instagram. I did start a second page, and it's Niecy Honey Dip. I think it says page 2 or Niecy Honey Dip 2. I don't remember exactly because I'm barely on it. But, you know, you got to have a backup on everything. You know, I do have 2 Twitters, but I'm mainly on the regular Niecy Honey Dip one. And, you know, everybody knows on anything on Facebook that says Niecy Honey Dip, remember, no underscores. You know, so, and you can reach my manager at Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. And I'm always still available, even though I'm doing this, for all bookings, music videos, porn shoots, fetish shoots, so on and so forth. I'm available for interviews. I'm available for all of that. Contact Ralph, and he has set everything up. Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com.
Yeah, it's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on both of my Facebooks, Cameron Cortez and Cameron Cortez Part 2. It's Cameron Cortez with the Roman numeral dos. You can hit me up on my Twitter, Rapstar412. Hit me up on my YouTube channel, Rapstar412. Got some new heat coming for y'all in 2020. It's going to be crazy. Me and STL going to be doing something. You know, it's going to be crazy, like on some real shit. I mean, goddamn, I can't wait till the fucking first, man. First of the year. Let's get it done.
You said the first.
Because y'all know, you know, just stay tuned for the times, man, because it's holidays coming up, so, you know, we'll have some holiday breaks in there. But y'all tune in.
Uh-huh.
Keep y'all posted, man. Hey, we here next week, same bad time, same bad channel. We going to get on up out of here with that rap. Yeah, stay lit, because the show was lit. That's what we do.
Uh-huh.
We out.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga, I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah. Leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this, oh my God, there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff. I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cold one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga. I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma die, so I drink and I smoke, I stay lit.
I'll talk no filter. Dollhouse Radio. We out.